February 2012, a young 17-year-old young man by the name of Trayvon Martin lost his life. There was a lot of protest and outrage. Some of those protesters were probably in gangs and involved in gang violence in some way, shape, or form, directly as well as indirectly. I have a question to all those gang members and the people who perpetrate violence and who advocate violence. Whenever you raise a gun or any type of knife to harm someone else, a blunt object, fist, or what have you, are you seeing Trayvon Martin's face? Are you really seeing his face? The reason why I say that is because Trayvon Martin died over foolishness. And aren't you also seeing some other faces? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Viola Liuzzo, Medgar Evers, Emmett Till, and lots of other people who died foolishly over violence. Reverend James Reeb, are you seeing their faces? Whenever you pull out a gun, a blunt object, knife, fist, or what have you. So when you harm someone else, there's countless people across America and everywhere who die violently over foolishness. So the message from Trayvon Martin and the others that I previously mentioned is, it's time to stop the violence and the foolishness. So I ask you again, when you call yourself being bad, and as many people say, well, I'm gonna get mine by showing people who's boss by ways of violence, I ask you, Trayvon Martin, are you seeing his face? And are you seeing the others?